to lose. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. Alone with your strength, I got no excuse. 'Cause broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giants with confidence. You took a shepherd boy and made him a king. Trust you and give you everything. I'll be a conqueror, 'cause you fight for me. I'll be a champion, claiming your victory. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be giants with confidence. I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus, Jesus. I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus. Give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giants with confidence.
Well, hello and great good afternoon, one and all, and welcome to your Confidence Matters Life Coaching Podcast. I am your glorious co-host, because the true host in this is Papa Yeshua, Yeshua HaMashiach, and he is the true host for this podcast. This is his podcast, his studio, and I am your co-host and your life coach, Benetta Rivers, and I'm so glad to be back on here. It's been a minute, y'all. It's been a minute, y'all, that I've been out. I had motherly duties. I had other assignments I had to take care of, but to be back in the studio, I'm so glad to be back on here with you all, family. And also, for those that will be listening to the replay, I just want to welcome all of you, those here on Podbean, those who will be listening in from Spotify, those who will be listening from Amazon, Audible, as well as Google Podcasts, and many other channels. We thank you so much for tuning in and joining us today for your Confidence Matters Life Coaching Podcast segment today. Just so excited to be back on here. And I pray you guys have been well. I know there's so much that has been going on out here, this chaotic world. We already know, we see a lot of things that we hear about in the news, as well as we see on television and all these things. But the one thing that I wanted just to, you know, to emphasize is to keep your focus. I know it's a lot of distractions around us, but we want to make sure that we keep our focus, number one, and make sure that what today's topic will be about, which is to how to manage your word choices. That is a topic that I really want to touch on greatly today. It's been in my spirit to do. I did one before about watch your words, but this is actually something similar, but a little bit more different, because we have to learn how to manage how to utilize your word choices. And this is definitely a crucial time right now that we are all living in. And we have to realize that throughout the course of how we are living and how we are doing things, your word choices is going to be a big factor, a huge, huge factor regarding how you utilize your word choices. There's so many people that are going through so much within their time. They are going through so much. And it's one of those moments where it's just like, okay, you know, how can you really be there to comfort someone when they're dealing with a loss? How can you be dealing with even issues for yourself or even those in your family? Or so to say, there's so much that is happening, and we just need to really be prepared much more closely on how we are utilizing the word choices. So this is something I just want to bring forth, how we got to really be careful. Also, at times, we got to be more, be a bit sensitive into how we are delivering our words. I know at times where, you know, people may feel, once again, that they may not have the confidence to speak up, to say certain things. But even in that confidence walk, we still have to really maintain how we are releasing, how we are addressing certain issues, how we are now dealing with things that we may be facing when we are not around others, and also how we will deal with things, you know, even if you get unexpected news, or you know, you're dealing with, you know, a situation that, you know, has been troublesome in your spirit, or someone says something out of order, but you don't know how to deal with it. So it's very important that we really maintain the right type of utilities of how we are releasing our words. Because yes, it is important that to know that your responses does matter. And with all that is going on, we have to be very keen how those words is being put together, how they are formulating in the sentences, how things is coming up in that way, where we really have to be more concise on how we are really are bringing forth what we really need to really release at this very moment in time. So I just said that, you know, this is really important. And I know that it has happened to me a good amount of times that we may be, you know, in that point where sometimes we may not even sometimes think about, sometimes it just blurts out. Just however it comes out, it just blurts out of the blue. Just like that. And it's like, wow. I didn't realize what I said to after. And it's just a point where, you know, there are things where I've said very hurtful. There are things that I even thought about that was hurtful in my life. There are things that people have said that was hurtful to my life. I've heard things from others how they was dealing with things, even just by just even talking to them about the situation. Even the response was an ouch moment. It was just one of those moments where we got to manage how we are releasing these words. And there is a time and a place for everything. But we realize that we are an influence to others. We never know who is watching us, who are listening to us, and for us just to blurt out just any old thing, this is where we really have to be very careful of how we are addressing things. So for us to really be centered in the things that we are saying, even from the thoughts, because it's going to start within your thought process. Once those thoughts begin to now evolve and begin to now come upon your mind, then from there, that's where it's going to shift out from your mouth. And God forbid, it will be to other people's ears. It will be to someone that, you know, you may love, someone that you may not know. But is it going to be effective for the person? Is it going to be something that's going to help them, that's going to guide them, that's going to really lead them to really see what you are saying when you are releasing these words? There's words that's going to be a really beneficial to someone that's in need to hear the truth. We don't want the lies and those words to get entangled where they're going to tangle up. And then you'll begin to spew out all kind of things that should not have been said, or what, even better, even to see whether or not that was even truthful in the first place. You don't want that to come out to be so messy. You know, we are in a time where we're seeing even our younger generation. Because our younger generation is hearing how us adults are saying things. They are being influenced by what? Social media, by television, things that they hear in their house, maybe things that they are hearing in the schools, or God forbid what they're hearing in the communities. So it's really how you are the person are dealing with the words, because that can play a big factor, not only for others, but for your life. And the great thing is that, you know, with this podcast, your confidence matters. Yes, words are going to be what's going to drive people to really see and understand the purpose of what they need to step therein, or what is it that I need to do better, or maybe things that I have to change for me. See, we won't know that unless we really can really have that moment where we are prioritizing ourselves and now making sure that our words are not interfering with our now or our future. The one great thing that I can say is this, that you want to continue to speak positiveness. Yes, at times we may be hard on ourselves. We may be hard. I have been hard on myself on things. I know at times I have been a perfectionist on certain things. And it came to a point where I've gotten so hard on myself that after a while, I was so focused about perfecting it that I didn't realize the words that I was, you know, putting upon myself, that I was literally hurting myself from the things that I was saying. And, you know, it became where it bothered me so much that I really had to be on top of this, that, you know, I cannot be who I am until I get this fixed and I do this better, I do this better, I do this better. But that's what we call change. Change is what's going to occur, because we're going to be going through different types of transitions. And of course, with the different types of transitions, are we going to be ready to step foot into that newness that we came out of? Is it going to be something that we can break out of? You know, most people are so comfortable in how they are dealing with people, how they approach people, how they are talking, how they release things out of their spirit. People are comfortable because that's what they was brought up to be. And at times when I'm like, oh, wow, you know, at times I'm very, very particular. When I hear certain things, it's like I get a little cringe in my spirit. And when I get that cringe in my spirit, it's like, ugh, how can I tell the person without hurting their feelings? But at the same time, we also want to make sure that, yes, we are sensitive to their feelings. And yes, we want to make sure that we are gentle, that we're not just coming out and raging, rah, 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 rah. We're not coming out and raging at people so eagerly. But there's love that can be poured out from the words that you are releasing. Love is definitely a great way to really, you know, really, you know, show people how much you really treasure them, because truth is love. And when we are releasing the truth, when we are releasing those affirmations, those things, it's really confirming the things that we know that we need to understand, but many are still questioning, they're still doubting, they're still not even comprehending. But see, this is where now those who truly understand that this is our purpose, for us to step therein and to kind of guide them, lead them to knowing exactly how to fix those areas, how to fix those moments, how to fix those areas, those spots where it may be, you know, clogging you up at times and you just don't know how to properly go about it. And the one thing as a life coach, and I mean, this is so important as life coaches, that we do be aware of how we are releasing to the clients, how we're releasing to them as well. Because if you have a nasty demeanor on the inside, how are you to be able to say that you're going to help somebody that's in need? And we don't need to have the nastiness of those. We need to have where we can sit down, we can be comfortable with one another, that we are not tearing each other apart by these words. Because when you do that, you're making the relationship to be very uncomfortable. And you don't want that to be uncomfortable when you are there to help someone else. So for me, I had to learn how to manage me. I had to learn to manage the words out of this temple. I can't be a great contributor to somebody else when I'm not even taking the time to now fix and to correct those things that's coming out of me. I can't do that. So it was where I had to manage it. And I thank God for my life coach, which is Yeshua, Jesus, Messiah, Jehovah, Yahweh. Until today, this is still my life coach. Because Father guides me into what I need to say, how I need to say it, and when I need to say it. So there's a particular time for everything. And we really have to know exactly, okay, knowing well, I know this. You know, I want to be able to, you know, be that blessing to someone else. Because, see, we have to learn, know how to encourage, how to be able to inspire somebody else that may be going through the same thing that you are. But now, how can you now take what you was able to learn from and now return it back in the favor, in the right direction, and not come off too stronghold. You know, you're not coming, you're not coming on at them, you know, too judgmental. You know, we want to make sure that we are really, you know, taking the time to know exactly how we are dealing with this subject, especially about managing our words. Words have power, y'all. Okay? Words have power. In a word, in Papa Sound Doctrine, it says, death and life are in the power of your tongue. So you gotta realize that your tongue is a powerful weapon. And you gotta know that as you are now releasing, what kinds of weapons, what kind of influences, what kind of positiveness that you are now putting forth to release out there in the atmosphere? What is it that somebody is in need? If they're in need of help, they're going through a grieving moment, if they're dealing with depression, if they're dealing with loneliness, if they're dealing with a time where they're dealing with a crisis health-wise, financially, what is it that we can do to better uplift them without being a hindrance and bringing them down? It's time that we lift each other up, be the builders that we are, and begin to help build up their self-esteem, build up how they are dealing with these things within their hearts, within their minds, within their spirits. Because it's very crucial that we understand how to deal with this without hurting them and without putting scars on them. Okay? You don't want to put these scars. You don't want to put these marks on somebody. because many of us understand the purpose of how words have damaged, destroyed, and humiliated us. Words have done enough of this for years. And we have to learn how to now get in control of how we are now managing the word choices. It is so important. It's so vital in this time, in this era. And see, I'm talking to you, yes, as Brunetta, but yes, as a life coach. This is something that many are having a hard time because, you know, we are all not the same. We are all different. We are all different. And we're going to have our way of dealing with things a little bit differently. And definitely, that's understandable. That is understandable. But at the same time, how can we get ourselves into that place where we are not entrapping ourselves or others with how we are releasing these words? You don't want to be a prisoner of defeat over your life. You don't want to deal with that. So there's so much opportunity that we have right now to really see that we can be able to fix a lot of these things at this very moment. Because we don't want to deal with regret later on down the line. You know what? I shouldn't have said that. You know, I was very hard on myself. I shouldn't have said that to this person. I kind of feel bad. And, you know, I don't want the person to think that, you know, this is who I am. You know, this is not how I was brought up. And we do know that, you know, it's many things that can be the cause of even our change of thinking, even how we are utilizing the words and, you know, how we are putting that together. You know, there's so much that can be fixed properly, but are you willing to want that to happen? You know, nobody's forcing you to do anything that you want to do. And I truly pray that for everybody that you do not want to be forced into doing anything that you don't want to do. But at the same time, do you want to stay in the same cycle over and over and over? Do you want to be that hamster that's running around in that cage wall, running around, but you ain't going nowhere because you just run around in circles? You don't want your words to be tripping up out of you. You don't want yourself to be where those words are just running around in circles. And where it stops, that's going to be the first thing that I'm going to spew out of my mouth. No. You definitely don't want that to be the case. This is why there has to be a much better structure on how these words is being utilized. There got to be a greater structure. And I said, the one thing I know, I love people. And I know for me that anything that I say, I am held responsible, accountable for everything that comes out of this mouth gate. And that goes for everybody. We are held accountable for everything that we release, no matter if it's good or bad, evil, whatever it may be. We are held accountable. And you do not want your pride to interfere where you are saying things, but you don't have the remorse or even the heart to say you're sorry for it. Sorry does play a big role because that is saying that you are sympathetic to even the things that you have released and you didn't mean to say it, but it just came out wrong. Sometimes in everything, can we begin to really evaluate how we are releasing these words, how we are releasing these sounds that's coming out of our mouth? Can we manage that a little bit more better? Because as you can see right now in the world, it's like, can we even say a good morning without someone coming out of their face nasty? Can we even say just a positive message or something positive without somebody questioning it? Why you gotta, you have to question it, and then it'd be a whole big argument for what? No reason. There's so much that we can fix because it's time that we be in peace with the thoughts and the words that's coming out of us. It's important that we do not put ourselves in that hole. We do not allow these portals to open up, because that's exactly how the enemy is going to utilize you. When you open up these portals of darkness, it's because you don't have you have an I don't care mentality. I don't care how I say things. I don't care what I say to people. I don't care what I say over myself, but it does matter. How you say it, when you say it, and what you say. It matters. And you don't want that to be a point where that's going to come back to haunt you down the line. Because as we are going down the line, guess what? Many of us may have family members. We may have daughters, sons, nieces, nephews. We may have where there's family members that are listening to our conversation and they're going back repeating things that they have heard, because they figured out, well, if my mother, father, sister, brother, auntie, uncle, cousin, grandmother, grandfather can say it, then guess what? I can too. And it does not exempt anybody. It doesn't matter if it's your pastor. Doesn't matter if a policeman, firefighter, blue collar, white collar, no matter who it is. Everybody is not exempt. And we really have to now crunch time at the moment. Crunch time. Because we are in a time where, yes, your words can damage someone, and you never know how that relationship will become after you say what you say to them. Many people are not in that stage of forgiving. They're not in that stage, y'all. They deal with unforgiveness. And they're still dealing with, because many people are not ready to let go of things that people have done to them. And a lot of times, words have been the biggest factor out of them all, because it's one of the most deadliest and hurtful weapons that can be used. Anything that comes out of your mouth is a weapon. It can be an attack against somebody, an attack against you. It can trigger many things that you do not want to open up. Then you got to find that moment where, you know what? I was just not in the right state of mind. And a lot of times, even with those who's dealing with mental health problems, you know, sometimes with everything, listening is key. Because somebody may be dealing with a situation and we're so eager to override them. We're ready to cut up in there in that conversation. Are we listening to what they are saying before we just be so eager to cut through and not hear everything? So it does matter. These things, these moments, these points that I'm pointing out to you, y'all, this is what many people are facing, but they still haven't found the right type of freedom to really comprehend in many of these things that were said today. A lot of people are having it really hard to really address things and people without it being, a detrimental thing to their life. It can cause so much, but people don't want to deal with the after effect. They don't want to deal with that aftershock when you tell somebody this and tell them. They don't want to deal with the aftershock. But at the same time, you know, if it's something that you need to release and boldly, just be aware of how it's coming out. And how it's coming out. Because that can affect another person. Doesn't matter if it's a person, animal, thing. Doesn't matter. We really have to be aware of our choices, especially with our words. Sometimes if everything, like it's been said, if you don't have anything nice to say, then keep your mouth shut. Sometimes that's the greatest peace that you can have. And you don't want that to jeopardize anything, especially from the person you love and for many relationships. If it's, in family, business, whatever it may be. You don't want that to jeopardize your relationship, marriage, whatever it may be. So we really have to really get this really in subjection. We really got to get this much more better, much more better put together. We have to really pay more attention to how we are saying these things that we know that we should not be saying. But even when we're saying it, even from the positive things, let us stay positive. You don't want to just put something out there and just rip it out of somebody's heart. Like, you know, like it was just like the one of the worst things that you could ever do. So managing your words can help you and save you, or it can cause your life. Because many don't have a filter nowadays. They're ready to just do what they do and go about their business. That means that you may not see the next day or the day before that, because many people don't have a filter. They're not trying to conversate. They're ready to use other weapons, guns, knives, or God forbid what else. This is why it's so important that you know how to manage how you're utilizing your words very carefully and closely. I am a prime example because I went through situations with my family, and there was things that I have said that was very unpleasant. And of course, that came to the point where I've lost relationships with my family, a good amount of them, because I was very angry. I was very hurt. And during that process, I had to find my words. But at the time, I wasn't thinking, y'all. It just came out. Sometimes when you're in that state of mind, it's like things are going to come out like a bomb. Like, it's just going to shoot out. It's going to shoot out all over the place. Just like you see how a gun is just, you know, just coming forth out with a lot of bullets. It's going to come all at one time. All at one time. Words is just like those bullets coming out the gun. And when it's not, and when it's in rotation, it's going to keep coming. It's going to keep coming. It's going to keep coming. It's going to keep attacking. It's going to keep shooting. It's going to keep hitting. It's going to keep annihilating you. To the point where can you get up from the hurt when you are releasing those words over yourself, over your family, even over your spouse, over your children, even over you now? How many of us have had those conversations? Sometimes, yes, you may not know it, but people have conversations with themselves. Unfortunately, they do. And it's like, are you speaking life to yourself? Or are you speaking death? Are you really hearing the things that you are saying? Because at times when I can look myself in the mirror and I say, you know what? I look beautiful today. I feel great about myself today. I'm successful. I'm talented. I'm gifted. I'm anointed. I love me. I love my body. I love everything of me. Why? Because now I can do that. Beforehand, I could not, because I saw myself to be ugly, disgusting. I didn't want to see myself in the mirror. I didn't want to even look at my body. I didn't think I was even smart enough. I didn't believe a whole lot of things that I would hear other people telling me. But now that I got older, it reality check. Now those things is coming back to the frame of mind. And now I'm remembering everything that was said to me. And I know many of you guys out there that's listening, I know that you can go back to remember those things that people have said that was an encouragement. All those things that may have been hurtful. I mean, it was painful. It was like somebody just cut you up. Like, it was just like rough. It was rough to come out of. But guess what? You're here. Many was not able to get up from those hits, from the words that people released over their lives. And many didn't make it. to see even today, many to and make it to even see even from that moment that they had that disagreement with somebody. This is a time where, yes, I have to manage the words, because guess what? Somebody may be listening to me right now. You can be an influencer for somebody. You may not even know it. But how we manage our words? Oh, whew, come on, y'all. It is definitely the time is now. And I know those who may have a difficult time, you can do it. I'm a prime example. I used to curse y'all. Hey, I'm gonna be real. I used to be cursing like this, that, bleep, 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 bleep. I used to curse y'all. I used to deal with where I didn't want to be bothered with people. Somebody say the one thing at me, I'm ready to curse them out. I didn't care. It was just at that point where I didn't care. But then I was like, oh, man. I have people that's looking up to me. I have a daughter now. You know, she's older now, but this is like when I was like in my immature stages, y'all. I was still learning about myself. I was still immature. I didn't know me at the time. But now that I know me now, my daughter, she's older. Thank you, Papa. She's still here with me. You know, I'm a single mother raising my daughter right now. And I know it's not easy. Come on, single parents, y'all. I know it's not easy. I've had my words with the Father. I've had my words. But you know, I am literally someone that cannot step into that frame of mind like I used to, because literally I was going crazy in my mind. I was losing my way. And I didn't see even my own reflection in the mirror. I didn't see me after a while, because I got lost in the words that I was putting on myself. I felt defeated. I felt crushed. I felt hurt. At times where I didn't want to hear nothing about Jesus either. You know? I see you, Linda. God bless you. God bless you. Wow. I'm so sorry about that. About your daughter. I'm telling you, I had to learn throughout my stages that words do have an effect on you, especially even in loss. How can you even be an encouragement to someone who lost a loved one? I lost my dad 2 years ago. I wanted to give up on myself, on my life. He's getting ready to celebrate. He will have been 72 tomorrow. And it's going to be another year without him. And I was upset. I said, you know, I was his only daughter. How can I live without my father? I was a daddy's girl. I was a daddy's girl, y'all. And it hurted me that just out the blue, my father passed. I couldn't do an actual funeral, because when the police found him, they said that because of how he passed, they couldn't recognize his face. The police officer told me that it's not good for me to see my own father, because his face was unidentifiable. He was dead in his own house for 2 days. For two whole days. I couldn't even bury my father.
I had to cremate him. And it was one of the most hardest things I had to do. Because me and him didn't have a long relationship because my father was taken away from me at a young age. And I was very upset at my mother. Those who did not know my story. And I had to, during my time and my stage, I had to encourage myself. When I didn't have my father, I had one above me. And he had to be there to be a replacement. When I was able to find my father again, when we was able to reunite, I was only 24 years old, y'all. 24 years old when I finally found out about my father. My father passed when I turned 40 years old. That was the length of time that I had with him. And I tell you, no lie, I wanted to end my life. I didn't want nothing to do with this world. I didn't want nothing. I didn't want to hear no words. I didn't want to hear nobody telling me it's going to be all right. I didn't want to hear it. I was dead inside. I was dead inside, y'all. But I tell you no lie. And I want to encourage somebody. Because I don't know what you're dealing with on the other side. I may not know where you are around the world. But I'm going to encourage you today. And this is why many don't know. Yes, I became a life coach because of this reason right here. Not too long after my father passed in 2021. That's when, 2 weeks after, 2 weeks I went through depression mode. And during that time, I had to have the heaviest moments with Father Jesus. Me and him. I didn't want to hear from nobody. And as me and him was having our talks, that's when he had to bring reality check to me. And wow. I lost my way, y'all. I didn't want to even see tomorrow. I didn't want to see the next day. But I had to live for my daughter. She needed her mom. She needed me. Excuse me, y'all, that I'm crying, y'all. Because this can be an emotional topic, but it has to be said. It has to be spoken. Because many of us have went through tears. I had to live for my daughter. Because I was her only parent as a single mother. Her father was nowhere near. He abandoned her. And I said, you know, after all of this, how can I survive to be there to raise my child? But with the strength almighty, I'm here today, y'all. I am a witness to how I was pulled out from the death of things. I literally was at that brink where I just wanted to just leave the earth. I didn't want to have nothing to do with nobody. I was being selfish. I didn't even care about even trying to be there for my daughter. That's how bad it was. But change had to change in the nick of time. And what Father told me to do, he said, you know what? Instead of you dealing with it in this way, why don't you write about it? I became an author that year. I became an author. And I was able to write my book called Revealing the Unseen, which is published on Amazon today. And he told me, Papa Jesus told me, utilize your words and write about it and encourage somebody. because you don't know who else may be going through a similar story than you are. So that's what I did. I took all that grief, all that pain, all that suffering, all of that, and I put it in the book, and I tell you, I did it with the help of Jesus. It encouraged me to see that I was not a failure. That I did not see myself failing. I did not see myself losing my life, losing my way. But I saw the light at the end of the tunnel. Because I knew this was not it. My life could not end like this. So I was able to pick myself back up. Stop the tears from crying. And wrote the book. Words have power, y'all. Words have power. And we gotta be very careful. Very, very, very careful how we are managing our word choices. I would not be a life coach today if I did not hear those words that Jesus was telling me. And I would not be able to do this podcast without him. This podcast is truly for those who are in need of help dealing with those areas, because I also was dealing with mental health from that as well. I dealt with mental health, which was a big heaviness on me. Now, I'm a life coach that helps those with mental health. My daughter, who is autistic, I'm helping her. I'm helping parents. It's not easy. I had to really deal with the fact that, yes, I have a daughter that's autistic, but at the same time, I'm not going to allow the world, I'm not going to allow people, or even myself to destroy her with the words that's coming out of my mouth. And I know that even to today, and I'm so happy to say this, my daughter is getting ready to graduate from high school come 2023. What people was trying to put over her life, what they were saying that she was not going to make it, that she had to get crutches, she had to be in a wheelchair, but the devil is a liar. My daughter did not need any of that. And she is a true testimony that words does matter. And she's getting ready to graduate. I'm telling you how Father was able to use us in this moment. And I just want to be there to help, encourage, support somebody else. I'm right there with you. I know what you dealt with. We are all human. And look, I made my mistakes. I made some big ones in my life. I'm not perfect, y'all. I'm still learning. But I'm learning in the right direction. And I know that if I can make it, you can make it. And I'm just really grateful to get on here today. Get on here today and just release this episode. And we're going to have many more conversations, y'all. We're going to have many more conversations. So this is just the brink of things, but we are going to have many more conversations. And I tell people, if there's topics that y'all want me to talk about, if there's things that y'all want to talk about, please let me know. Please let me know. What I will be doing, even from the life coaching segments, you know, I will be inviting guests on here. I will be inviting guests. So if it's something, if it's a testimony that you guys want to share, please, by all means, You know, you're more than welcome to be a guest on here. Okay? You're more than welcome. Because I love to hear what your side of things will be and what your side of things are when we talk about these topics. This is really what I love to be. I love to be involved with other people because I'm a people person. I love people. But the one thing that I really am very, very big on is how many are managing their words, even myself, how we are managing our word choices. And we have to be very keen to what we are saying it, how we saying it, and when we are saying it. You matter, y'all. You matter. I don't care what anyone have said to you. There's things that you got to move aside. You got to erase from off of you. Erase those words. Erase all that things that have been said over you. Even if you said things over you, erase it. You are forgiven. Realize you are forgiven. You're forgiven. Who are we to judge each other? We can't do that. And I'm not going to judge somebody that I don't know. I can't judge a situation that I don't know about. We got to be more keen and more sensitive to others in this very moment. And one thing I just want to be able to bring is love. That's all I want to bring. Love. Can we bring that to the table? If you can't bring anything less than anything besides love, leave it out of your pathway. Get it out your way. You don't need something that's going to bury you in the grave. You don't need no more drama. You don't need no more issues upon you that is going to tear you, tear up your family, tear up your marriage. You don't need it. We need to encourage one another. We need the words that's going to lift each other up, especially in this time right now. We need every bit of each other being there to just pour. You pour into me, I pour into you. We need that. We need that more. And I truly pray that those who will be listening, those who will be listening to this replay, I pray that you take all this in. And if you need to even share this with somebody else, share it with somebody else. But see, my job here is to encourage you. Your confidence does matter. You matter. You are beautiful. You are, yes, successful. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, I want to pour in and decree over you that you are amazing. You are great. You are powerful. You are successful. You are who God says you are. Don't let no one deteriorate you to being so small that you can't see yourself no more. Don't let nobody bring you to that level no more. It's time to now upgrade you now. Upgrade you now. Upgrade the words that you are releasing over your life. Ha. Huh. And this is what I wanted to share with all of you today. And I want to also be there to help because I'm opening up this door for those who are listening, for those who will be listening to the replay. As a life coach, I'm not like any other life coach out there. I'm one of a kind. And I'm going to tell you straight up. We're going to work. I'm a person that listens very keen to a lot of things. My job here is to make sure that we find the right path. We find the right way of handling what you're facing. If people don't know what I do and don't know my credentials, I do have my certifications in mental health. I have my certification in helping autistic and cerebral palsy children as well as adults. I am a business etiquette coach. So I help those who are having a hard time, if you have to go out there for interviews or other aspects of what you're dealing with, for business, for you finding the right type of job, I'm definitely there to help. Also, I'm a communication coach. So it's been plenty of times where most people may not have the right words to say. It may not come out to be in the proper way, but we're there to help fine tune that. Okay. And also I am a teen coach, because there's many teens out here that may not have the right mentors. I am very big on the young people, and I am a teen coach. And I just want to see the potential and for them to grow and be exactly where they need to be, instead of our young people being out here in the streets, being a part of these gangs, being young mothers at such a young age, or God forbid they prostituting their bodies out here. You want to make sure that you're leaving a legacy. So this is what I do. And I want to open up that door. Open up that door. And to say, for those who may need that extra mentor and they may need that help along the way, your Confidence Matters Life Coaching is definitely a place that you would love to be a part of. My thing, I'm not as big about the money, but it's the results that matters to me. And if you are in that place where, you know what, Life Coach Bonetta, I need that additional help, then this is the place. And I want to be able to share my information. If that is you, you can reach out to Life Coach Bonetta Rivers at my email at BonettaRivers925@gmail.com. I'm also going to place it here into the chat. For those who are in need to really get that right help, that proper help, this is what it's about, y'all. This is about what it's about. You can email me. You can email me. And also the great thing is that once you be able to join the life coaching segment, the life coaching portion, what I am going to be giving you is two free books. So one of the books is called Faith, Full Assurance and Trusting in Him. So that's going to be one of the books. And of course, I have the Your Confidence Matters Weekly Goals Journal. So you'll be able to write down every aspect of your journey from month to month, week to week in your weekly goal journal. And that will be given for free. And we will be able to discuss very reasonable package, because I know right now that money is very particular issue with many people. And we want to be fair on that note. As well, I do have my Facebook page. We're still working on the website. I have my Facebook page, Your Confidence Matters Life Coaching and Podcast. So I also have my Facebook page where you can reach out to me, Bonetta Rivers. You'll see my name there. And you can be able to go onto the page and you'll be able to see in all different quotes. You can be able to hear the different podcasts to be able to help get you encouraged in how you can maneuver better. But I just want to be able to say that, yes, if you're ready to step out of in faith, and be able to say that I need that coach, that mentor, then I am here. I am definitely that one that can be able to help you and guide you. And I will be willing to really sit down and map out and plan out. And we'll definitely be able to do that. We'll have, of course, you know, our consultation. I do a 30 to 45 minute consultation for free. And then from there, if you decide to say, you know what, I want to join, I want to go further, then we can discuss that further. But I pray that you'll be able to know exactly what you want to do, because we'll be able to discuss that. And I know that you will be able to know exactly what you want to do, what path you want to go, and we will be able to map it out together. It's not about me, it's about we. Once again, I'm going to say that. It's not about me, it's all about we. Because we going to do this together. So once again, my email, y'all, is BonettaRivers925
gmail.com. And for those who's looking for it to say, you know, I need a life coach who I can truly trust, who is honest, who can really guide me. Yes, I am here. Life coach, Bernetta Rivers. And I would definitely be able to help. You can email me at any given time and you can let me know about it. We're definitely, once again, still working on the website, but I do appreciate that you can reach out to me. Don't be afraid to reach out to me. I'm very friendly, very, very humble, very joyous person. Trust me, I'll treat you just like family, y'all. I'm not that person that's going to be like, or trying to, you know, trying to take from you. I want you to gain. I want you to win. I want to see you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospering. I want to see how you can bear to manage and conquer your goals. I want to see all of that down the road. But it starts somewhere, and it's going to start right now. So day one is right now. Okay? And this is where this opportunity is available to anyone that's willing. That's willing to want to have better, to want to be able to be, you know, inspiration to say that, you know, I was able to join Your Confidence Matters Life Coaching. And now look at me now. So the door is wide open, y'all. And the invitation is available. And once again, if you're willing to move forward, yes, I am ready, Life Coach Bernetta Rivers, then definitely email me once again at BernettaRivers925@gmail.com. I also place it here in the chat room in the studio for everyone to see. So that is it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me in the studio. So grateful that so many of you was able to come on. Thank you so much for the love and support. It means a lot to my heart. It truly does. And I really appreciate all of you so much more than you ever know. Join me back here once again. I will be here on Thursday, where Thursdays we have our Kingdompreneur episode. So this coming Thursday, I will be interviewing one of my amazing anointing kingdom brothers in Christ, and that is Prophet Valentino Davis. So you guys do not want to miss this. It will be 7 o'clock sharp right here, right in the studio at Your Confidence Matters podcast. So this coming Thursday, October 20th at 7 o'clock, we will be back here for our Kingdompreneur Thursdays. And what the Kingdompreneur Thursdays is, anybody in the kingdom, in the body of Christ, who has a business, who has a ministry, and who is an author, definitely, you are more than welcome. I would definitely love to interview you. The door is wide open. If that is you, my email is presently right here, the same email, BernettaRivers925@gmail.com. I would love to hear your testimony of how Father was able to, you know, bless you and with the ministry, with the businesses, as well as the books. I would love to hear that. I would love to interview you. So if that is you, definitely come on to the show. Trust me, what you hear right now, y'all, is what you get. You will get all this good stuff. Because once again, I love all people. And I want to see everyone prosper. And I want nothing but the best for you. So anybody that would love to be interviewed on the Kingdompreneur Thursdays, please let me know. I would definitely be able to book you on a particular date and time, and we would be able to be set up to be able to have you as a guest here on Your Confidence Matters podcast. So join us once again Thursday for our Kingdompreneur Thursdays, and we will be back here come next week. We'll be back here next week for the next topic for Your Confidence Matters Life Coaching. We're going to have another great topic, and I will definitely let you guys know before time. I definitely will let you know on Thursday what that topic will be. So
Thank you all for joining us. And also for those who will be listening to the replay, thank you so much for coming to join us here in the studio. I thank you so much for those who will be downloading and listening. God bless you. And we will see you on the next episode of Your Confidence Matters Life Coaching and Podcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Thank you so much for joining me. And I will see you all on the next episode of Your Confidence Matters. God bless you all. Please be safe and shalom blessings. Thank you.
I'm not a warrior. I'm too afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. Lord, with your strength, I got no excuse. 'Cause broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giants boy, and made him a king. So I'm gonna trust you and give you everything. I'll be a conqueror, 'cause you fight for me. I'll be a champion, claiming your victory. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses. Shake the wall, won't stop until I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus, Jesus, I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus, give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my